music from the...
Congratulations, you're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring 5th Quarter Fan Reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Tennessee reigns absolutely all over Northwestern as we welcome you to another year of Tennessee football. The Vols today victorious 45-6. 45-6 over a Northwestern team that really, in that football game, had very little chance. And we're in transit, making our way back from Cazzy's. Tennessee wins today's game 45-6 in a game where they absolutely, from pillar to post, ripped Northwestern a new one. In a game where Tennessee literally dominated this football game, as was advertised. And I gotta tell you something, I vacillated back and forth and then woke up this morning and put on my blog 34-14, and I was wrong. 45-6, Tennessee rolls. And one thing that is true about today's game, the thing I really liked about today's game, veteran players, senior players making plays, Foreman making a key interception early, Ellis making plays early, and the list went right down the line of guys that made plays, veteran, senior football players, who had wonderful games today. There were some tremendous highlights in today's game. A game where Hurd is hurt. And yet, he comes out and is the first Tennessee rushing running back in history to go over 100 yards in two consecutive bowl games. Numbers in today's game, Tennessee with 25 first downs to 18 for Northwestern. Tennessee with 15 first downs rushing to only 10 for Northwestern. The Vols 9 of 18 in that football game on third down conversion. Tennessee converted 2 of 3 on fourth down. And the only non-conversion on fourth down was the goofy fake. But here's the thing about the fake, is Tennessee out-yards their opponent 420 to 261. I don't mind the fake. Let your guys play. I love the approach in today's ball game today. Absolutely couldn't have drawn it up any better as far as I'm concerned. Tennessee in the game averages 4.3 yards per carry as a team, 226 yards rushing, 194 yards passing, terrific balance, an incredible day by the Vols. And really, the lone negative on today was 90 yards in penalties, but again, who cares? It's a bowl game. I believed coming into today's game, and I wrote this in the blog earlier in the week. And by the way, we're going to take calls at 865-200-5402. Bear with me. We're passing Merchant Road as we speak. I'm making my way back to the Rainmere studio. I'm about 10 minutes out, so bear with me here. I thought Tennessee could have turned the ball over 4 times against this team and still won the game. They could have lost the turnover battle 4-0 and still won today's game. That Northwestern offense, seeing was believing. That is a brutal, brutal offensive football team. Tennessee did exactly what they had to do today. A workmanlike victory for the Vols. Really impressive. I'm going to tell you this. Outside of the two playoff teams, and their impressive wins yesterday, Tennessee is the most impressive football team I've seen in bowl season. That, as my son said to me coming back from Cassie's, where we had a great listener watch party, thanks to our friends at Bud Light Shock Top for that, Tennessee had an unbelievable performance today against a 10-win football team. That is startling how much talent Tennessee has. It is absolutely startling. We got all off season to look ahead. You know what I'm going to say? I don't want to look back and say what could have been, what should have been, because there's a lot of that. I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, I'm going to keep it real, and there's a lot of that. There is absolutely a lot of that. But in today's game, a guy like Josh Dobbs, what I love today is they turned him loose at the right time. He was effective. You know, he's 14 of 25 through the air, 166 yards. Our wide receiving core must get better next year. Ball skills wise, they must get better, and he must get better. If those two things happen, if Josh Dobbs gets a little bit better, this could be a playoff team next year. Go ahead and laugh at that. They're so close. They're so close to that. Heard today. Here's a guy hurt. Heard is banged up, okay? Goes for 130 yards. How about the run with the stiff arm when the defender from Northwestern made like Ric Flair and basically said, I want none of that. And how about Kamara today? 53 yards on 11 carries. Josh Dobbs' run down the sidelines is as pretty a play as we have seen all year in college football from anybody. Pound to pound, I'll put that run up against anything that we've seen, and I'm going to say it one more time in bowl season. That right there, outside of those two playoff teams last night, who are there for a reason. And granted, bowl season's not over yet, but those two teams last night were terrific. Make no mistake about it. Alabama and Clemson were terrific. Tennessee comes in right behind them as the most impressive performance in bowl season when you consider that they did it against a team that had 10 wins, that owned the win against Stanford. They blitzed them. Blitzed them. Just a really impressive day for Tennessee. Cap with the interception return for the touchdown at the end. Tennessee, 4 interceptions in the game. I feel so good for the upperclassmen who had a chance to show out today. It is what bowl season is absolutely all about as the Volunteers win the game. And I am, I'm really pleased for can I say a word here? I want to brag on somebody. We have got an unbelievably terrific fan base. I got to tell you, down there at Cassie's, I mean, I am so touched. It is New Year's Day. Now, look, I've never done a listener watch party on New Year's Day. That's a holiday, okay? Place was jam-packed. It was standing room only. The place was absolutely jam-packed. When they showed the wide shot, and I had people down there at the game, and I'll tweet a lot of these photographs out later, but Doug and Jaxie, Briny Boy, tons of people had tweeted out pictures, and I'm going to retweet a bunch of them when I get into the studio, but I'm blown away by how great our fan base is. We have been through the wilderness. And if anybody had a reason to quit, to give up, to give in, it would have been our fans. Because as Bino likes to say, who will join us first here, as one of our guest analysts, on your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee, football, fifth quarter, overtime, fan reaction, the longest name in the world for the longest post-game show in the world. We will take no commercial breaks today. We will be with you for at least 3 hours, at least. For those of you that have just found us, a couple games this year, we went five and a half hours. And I'm not saying it's going to happen today, because I don't know how much I have in me. Let's just say that last night, I kind of got the vibe this morning when I woke up that I'm not a kid anymore. I don't know if you can kind of relate to that, but that's sort of my vibe. Okay, that was pounded home to me. But we're going to be with you. We're going to celebrate. I want to hear from you. I'm 5 minutes away from the Raymier studio right now. We're about to get there. My son about honked his horn at somebody at a red light here, which on this side of town, the guy wasn't going when the light turned green. That's a good way to get shot on this side of town. Thank you for not doing that, Ant. Don't honk your horn at people. He was going to leave. He was going to move. He was probably checking his phone. I'm sure it's very important what he was doing. We had a lot of fun today. We're going to periscope portions of our fifth quarter tonight with Russell Smith and myself in studio. Bino on the line, Cinco on the line, Colquitt on the line, T-Rob on the line. Josh Dobbs gets a little better passing the football, and our receiving corps decides to throw it a little better, we're going to be unbelievable. Dub Smith, get in here, give me your thoughts. Russell Smith back in the Raymier studio where you belong. Russell, how you doing, buddy? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Tony. Thanks for having me again this afternoon.
Talk to me, brother.
Great performance by the Vols today. Second year in a row they've put up 45 against a Big Ten team in a bowl game. So, yeah, I mean, spanked them pretty good. I think this is something that Tennessee can build on going forward. You win 9 games, it's your best season in 8 years, and now the pressure really ratchets up going into next season. But I guess we ought to celebrate this one for a while before we...
Here's what I want to celebrate. That's two consecutive New Year's Day bowl wins for the first time since the mid-90s. It is the first time that you've seen a back go over 100 yards twice in postseason. Jalen Hurts going to walk out of here with a bunch of records, and he is one hell of a player, Russell. Today, when they got that running game going downhill, as my man Chris Burke told me in a text, because Berkey was calling for it early on, we were kind of like, what are they doing offensively?
Yeah.
When they finally made up their mind that they were going to give that ball to him, those kids from Northwestern, I mean, it was like no moss. They were sitting there going, are you going to stop this now? I mean, to the point where that one, where the one linebacker falls down and fakes like he got hit in the face. Russell, we really have an impressive array and can attack you from so many ways. Today's game, I really love how the seniors wrestled today. Ellis from the get-go was in that game. He had a big game. I love the way they used him. There was just a lot. That was a lot of fun today. That game was a lot. That's what bowl games should be. That game was, it wasn't fun for Northwestern. But from a Tennessee perspective, that, you couldn't have drawn that up any better, how that game went.
Yeah, and it was good to see, you know, Kurbison and Brian Randolph and the guys that were, you know, McNeil, the guys that were here for the Dooley era, survived all that nonsense to be able to go out a winner. I mean, that's that's got to feel good for those guys. But you just got so many pieces to build with. And Hurd, you're absolutely right, just ran roughshod over those guys. He had a gimpy hamstring apparently too, so
sure
he wasn't even 100%. So that's got to bode well. And I wonder if Kamara is seriously considering going pro, and if he leaves. Remember, Hurd last year didn't get to go through the off season. He wasn't in spring practice because he had the shoulder reconstruction. If he's able to go through a full healthy off season, you know, he could take another step next year. And I wonder if Tennessee doesn't lean on him similar to the way Alabama leaned on Derrick Henry this year and just ride him until he drops. I'm talking 30, 40 carries in, you know, the big games like that, because he certainly showed that, you know, he could, and that's a pretty good Northwestern defense, but they had nothing for him today.
No, they had nothing for him, and we were just superior to them. And the thing that really blows your mind about Hurd when you watch him is just the way he finishes runs. And I'll give you another thought for Tennessee in that backfield. I'm not sleeping on this Kelly kid. That's a nice prospect. That is a nice prospect for the future, and I don't think any of us really know what Kamara wants to do. I'd say another question mark coming out of this game is going to be real interesting. Is I think there's a pretty good chance Tennessee's going to make a change at defensive coordinator. Now it's kind of ironic because if that does happen, it's going to come after a, you know, in the wake of a bowl game where you saw your opponent turn the ball over four times and your defense basically pitched a shutout today outside of the one drive. But I really do believe, Dubsy, that there's a chance that we're going to see a change there, and that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Jancic might be done here. I'm with you. That's a scary move, an interesting move if you're Tennessee, because I don't think that I thought Tennessee's defense was pretty good this year as a whole. I mean, they were obviously very good today, and they played well in some of the big games too, against Alabama, against Oklahoma for the most part, the 5 minutes at the end there notwithstanding. But I thought they had a pretty good year. Not a dominant defense by any stretch of the imagination, but I just believe that it's always risky going into the pivotal year, you know, a year where there are championship expectations attached, and you're bringing in a new coordinator. Maybe the most important position, the most important assistant on the team, because, you know, DeBoer, Bajakian, whoever, that's Butch Jones's offense, we talked about many times. You know what they're going to get out. Whoever your defensive coordinator is has a huge impact on your program. So, the Jancic situation is really strange to me, and I wonder if he does leave how it's going to be couched. If it's a mutual parting of the ways, if it's Jancic unhappy, or
they're
if
popping him. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they're gonna. That's what it looks
well,
like.
Well, if he goes to Colorado happen. State, I mean, that's not even a lateral.
Yeah, they're
move.
Popping
that's a
him.
Step down. So,
yep, it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out, how that works. Tell you one thing, if Butch Jones makes that move, Butch Jones is showing me something.
Right. I mean, you can't.
I mean, that's gutty.
We can't say, oh, he's loyal to a fault and he's bringing his friends along anymore. I mean, if he pops the guy, here's my question about it though, Tony. If why now? Everybody had these questions about Jancic and whether he was a wartime consigliere when you're bringing him here in the first place. What happened in the 3 years to change your mind? And it's weird because, like, I was wondering if he was the guy for the job when they first came here. I thought, man, you know, this is the guy who got blowed out at Georgia. He was Willie Martinez's second in the command. What's going to make him fit for this job? Well, he ended up doing much better than I thought. I thought it was a horrible hire at first, and he ended up doing okay, in my opinion. Now, when it looks like he's getting his sea legs about him and he's cut out for the job, you're going to turn around and ask him.
Well,
it's really strange.
I think what this comes down to is, from the people I've talked to, is that Butch Jones is looking at this team and he's going, boy, I agree with these people that say we were really this close. And the inability to stop people at the end of football games are going to get him. We're getting ready to go to our phones. Michigan is blowing out Florida 31-7. We'll keep you posted on some of the other action today.
Big Ten power.
I will say it one more time, and we're getting ready to go to our phones here. Tennessee was the, in my opinion, most impressive outside of the two playoff games that we saw. They're the most impressive team thus far in the postseason. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. I think the Vols, what we saw today in bowl season, that is one great effort Tennessee gave today. Complete, great effort. Let's go to the phones. Get as many people in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. We'll be periscoping a little later on. This is your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. The phone number, should you choose to get in, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. To the phones we go, and let's bring in Bino Italia, and then we'll get some phone calls in. Bino, I would like your thoughts on what we saw, and then we'll go to the phones.
Tony B. Dubsy, Happy New Year to start this thing out.
And Happy New Year.
Tennessee rang it in fine fashion once again. Tony, I'm like you. The thing that scares me the most is something that looks like a setup in our favor. That was the only thing that I saw that would scare me about this football game. But Tennessee, after an uncharacteristic kind of undisciplined start with the penalties, just absolutely annihilated a team they were much better than. I think Dubsy talked about in the Georgia game where when our offense is run the way it's supposed to, teams are dragging at the end of a football game, and that's what we saw today. Tennessee had an opportunity to take a haymaker swing at a easy mark ranked football team, and that's exactly what they did. So, I think the thing I'll remember about this team more than anything else is that they did not let those gut-wrenching losses at the first of the season derail an entire campaign, which it easily could have done.
Well, I absolutely right. And I'll tell you this. I think Butch Jones, when that adversity happened, that Georgia game and the whole thing with the kid, I think that was a good thing for him. He is different now. He acts different on the sidelines. Now, granted, he did have the thing, he looked like he was the Periscope logo there for a second, the way he had that thing zipped all the way up today where you could barely see his eyeballs. But his, as a friend of mine likes to say, his meaner. His demeanor on the sidelines is different. He has been more relaxed at practice. He cut a lot of that microphone nonsense out when the kids went to him and said, can we just have practice? I think this guy's really grown. And I'm looking at Clemson last night, and I'm thinking to myself, this is about getting better players. The guy at Clemson has them smoking hot because they're winning consistently on the recruiting trail. And if he can do that, we can do that here. We can do that.
Well, Butch Jones said earlier this year, Tony, that it takes 7 years to build a football program. Dabo Swinney in his seventh year. It takes 7 years. Scientifically proven. Look at Dabo.
I'm just telling you, when I look at Dabo Swinney, I just think to myself, this team right here today, that was a special effort those kids gave. I love seeing those seniors make plays. I just love that. I mean, to me, that's what a bowl game's about. That's what bowl season is about.
Well, and you talk about these happy accidents, like the receiver rotation getting pared down through injury, and that actually benefiting Tennessee. I thought the reason, part of the reason for the slow start was DeBoard and Butch didn't know what they were going to get out of Hurd because of the injury.
Yeah.
And I think they were hesitant to go to him at first, but eventually, even they figured out that he could handle it, they just gave it to him. And I think to prevent the hamstring, they just ran him straight ahead. Didn't ask him to go outside and really stretch it out. And I think that helped. You know, what did we hear from fans? I don't like watching Hurd run outside. I don't like the toss sweeps and the wide plays. We can't run laterally against these guys. And you look at Hurd today, just running between the tackles. He was a bull
in a
china shop.
I
think the injury scared them into playing the way they should have been playing all year long, which is just running right at people with Jalen Hurd.
I would absolutely take Jalen Hurd over the kid from Alabama right now. You can go ahead and laugh at me. I don't know if there's a back in the country I'd trade him for. Let's go to the phones. Maybe the kid at LSU. But he is a great player. He is a great player. Fitzgerald asked about what game stung more, the close one last year or this one, and he said neither. As Tennessee blows out Northwestern today, 45-6. To the phones we go for the first time, 45-6. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix, let's get as many people in here as humanly possible, and we'll start things off with our first caller. Identify yourself when you call, where you're calling from, and go right ahead. Hello and welcome to our first call here on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Bobby on a smartphone in Maryville.
Go ahead, my friend.
Wow. Did not see that coming today. I thought it'd be a hard-fought win. I didn't see us really blowing them out. But the Evan Berry interception at the end of the game just sums up our season. It's really nice to feel like going into next year, we're going to be the hunted for the first time in a good while. So I'm interested to see how we play going forward. But how about Jalen Hurd with the best troll of the year? Tony, did you hear what he said after the game?
No, lay it on me.
They basically asked him, how did you feel like you needed to prepare for Northwestern, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, we knew we needed to prepare for the heat.
Wow.
Swagger town. Boys, we're back. I think we had 8 personal foul penalties today. It's like the U in the 80s, boys. I love that. I love that our team ran onto the field at the end of the game. Hurd's out there. Barnett's out there. They all have their helmets off. They don't give a damn. They're running out to celebrate with their teammate on the one of the coolest interception plays. And forgive me, guys, am I incorrect that Eric Berry also had an INT in the Outback Bowl at some point in his career for a touchdown, or am I way off on that?
That's a good Briny Boy Hartman question, or Jimmy Hyams question. My memory, I burned so much gray matter as a kid. I've given up on things like that.
You know, Bobby, I may be way off on that.
Go ahead, Bino.
I don't believe he did, because if memory serves me correctly, he could have broken the all-time interception return yardage record in that game and not do it.
That's right. I'm incorrect. Well, nonetheless, how great an homage to him after all his brothers been through this year for Evan Berry to do that at the end of the game. People who took the over were pretty excited about that one too in the bar after you left, Hoda. It was great to see you today, by the way. And I'm just excited. I don't want to be too sheepy, so I'm not going to do that, but I'll think I'm excited about the direction of the program. I'm baffled by the fact that John Jancic seems to have hit his stride. Our defense is pretty good right now, and they're talking about getting rid of him. I get fourth down and Jancic, that's a thing, and you can't have third and Chavy Wavy on this team. But at the same time, it seems like we're hitting the stride, and I don't really understand that. I will give Butch Jones his due credit. I think he has changed a little bit this year, Tony. I think you're dead on with that. And I've been really, really, really hard on Butch. But I do think that certain things have changed in his demeanor on the sidelines. And you said something I'd not heard. Basically, some of the seniors maybe went to him and said, hey, you need to chill out on the mic in practice. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. And he did it?
Yes.
That's a man with some humility and who wants to keep his team. And the last thing I'll say, and thank you so much, and guys, thank you for always doing this. Happy New Year. I consider you guys friends. I'm going to say that hats off to Kyler Kerbison. He said, I'm not going to lose another game in Orange, and he damn well didn't.
Great, great call. Thank you, Aaron. Kyler Kerbison delivered, Bino. He had a Tim Tebow-like moment.
He said, Tony.
He said, we will not lose another game.
He provided outstanding leadership for this football team. And he's a guy that was under fire early last year in his first opportunity to play. There's a guy that grew up quick.
To the phones we go. Let's get as many people in here as humanly possible. We've got all lines currently jammed. We'll get as many people in as we possibly can. And back to our phones we go. Hello and welcome in.
Tony. Doug,
yes.
From Jaxie, or we'll call it Doug from Tampa. How are you?
Doug and Jaxie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm Doug in Tampa today. You know, we're just leaving over here. I got to hang out with Briny Boy. The last we heard is Briny Boy, he was leaving with some hot Filipino girl. I don't know what's the deal with that. You're going to have to ask him Monday. He was talking some major, he was giving some major gain to a couple of Filipino hotties in Tampa.
I'm going to tell you something. Briny Boy Hartman knows where it's at, brah.
He does. He's got game on top of game. You know what they say, like game recognizes game? Briny Boy has some aim, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Hey, Doug, I told Brown before he left to bring home a W. Maybe I should have spelt that out.
You know what? He might bring home a couple of W's. You know, he might bring home a couple of Cougars, you know what I mean? Anyway, hey, but yeah, we got the hook up with Briny Boy. I appreciate it. What a great day. You know what? I mean, I think, you know, when Tony, you said the last couple of weeks that we were going to roll these guys, you are absolutely correct. You know, it just kind of felt like, if we can go a little wrestling term, it kind of felt like a semi-main event. And next year, New Year's Eve of 2016, we will be the main event. Because we will either be seated 1, 2, 3, or 4 when it comes to the college football playoff. Because I just feel like this team was that. What a great thing to be, you know. Because you can come into this game and not focus, but obviously we were very focused on this game. You know, first couple of plays, it kind of felt, you know, kind of like you know, kind of getting a little feeling it out. And once we were able to feel it out, it was on. We just whooped it up on the Wildcats.
It was all time ugly, man, for them. And after the game, Fitzgerald did not respond well to what happened. He said, "I'm sorry, we didn't give you a better game." He also said, "For those trolls on Twitter, he said, you people can get a life. We've won 10 games in a row." 10 games 2 years in a row. We've had a great run here. He has the, as like Bino likes to say, the red hiney.
Well, you know, give them with the credit. They're a good team. I mean, you know what? We blew them out, but you know what? I mean, they're a good team. They beat Stanford. They won 10 games. So hats off to them for a great game. But you know, we were just a better team today. But you know, they don't have a lot to hang their heads on. I mean, I'm sure they're disappointed with getting beat, but I mean, give them credit. They're a disciplined team and they played us. I mean, it was a good game, certainly for the first half, but once we went up 24-6, we kind of imposed our will, so to speak. But Northwestern, say whatever you want about them, they're a good team, they're a quality team, and they've earned everything that they've got with some great wins this year. I mean, they beat a Rose Bowl team. So give them credit, and Pat Fitzgerald, hey, for a Northwestern team that you got to have a, what, a 1400 GPA to get into their, get in, into their school. Give them credit. They're a quality team. I'll give them that. They're a quality team. But you know what? We were just a better team today for sure. And I think, you know, I think, the players have bought into, hey, let's start 2016 off correct. And we are, I think we're going to embrace being the team to beat next year in the SEC East. And it's just, I think it's just coming. It's, you know how they say the old saying, the schedule plays out nicely with us. You know, we have a couple of games that we can kind of ease into it. We've got the game with Virginia Tech. They're rebuilding. If we can go into that Florida game, what I think is 2-3-0, you know, we've got Florida at home, Alabama at home. You know, we have no excuses. Let's just say it, and we'll say it. I'm sure Butch will say it too, and all the fans will say it. We have no excuses. This next year is 10 plus regardless. And, you know, it's just going to be exciting from January until August. But this is just going to be, we're going to be the talk. Give us, we'll top 10 ranking, whatever preseason. But this is the year to FINISH finish. We're going to finish next year. That's going to be the theme. Fourth quarter finish. Love it, Tony. Love Briny. If he has an issue, getting home, we'll help him out. But I think he's going to bring, he may bring home a wife. I don't know. Fiance.
Wow, that's impressive. But, so there were some major
Briny
winners.
Is the man.
Thank you, Doug.
Briny is the man.
Thank
have
you.
A great night.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Doug.
Mrs. Brian Hartman coming back to East Tennessee. Look forward to meeting the lucky young lady.
I absolutely love that. Tennessee postgame show is about to begin. If I can figure out, how do you flip the camera around on this thing, Dubs? Do you have any idea?
Do what now?
I need to get my kid down here. You text him for me real quick. What is that?
Yeah, doing? I don't have his number.
What is this thing doing? What is that? Precise. Okay. Turn that on. Okay, that's this thing. Yeah, see, I want this camera flipped around. Let's go back to our phones. Bino, do you know how to flip a camera around on one of these stupid things? I'm getting ready to periscope what we're doing here.
Tony, I can't take a picture with my phone.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Hold on. Let me see.
Flip the camera around.
What you gotta do is pull down on it like, well, you gotta start the broadcast. And you gotta pull down and then hit that thingy right there. Bam. Your business, brother.
You did it.
I did it.
All right, now let me tweet this out that we're...
I'm an old periscoper from way back in the day.
And I'll tweet out that we're doing our thing now, and folks can know that we're serious business here, as lights are in my eyes. There is Dubsy Smith over there. Check him out. It's pretty outstanding. Let's go back to our phones. So much to get into today. So much to talk about. 865-200 5402 is our number. Again, 865-200-5402. I want to say a special Yoshihiho to Paul Gilbert and his father, Kelly, who are listening to us today down in beautiful Chattanooga. Those are some great people.
Tony,
and,
you're messing with the lights
special
here.
Special shout out to them. We are going to get as many people as humanly possible in here in the Raymere studio. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402 is the number. And let's, without further ado, get back to our phones. We'll try to get as many folks in as we can. Again, 865-200-5402. And let's go back to our phones as we get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tom, this is Eric from South Georgia. How are you, bro?
Hey, Eric. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys. Happy New Year, Bino, all you guys in there.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks to you.
Great, great football game today. Holy crap. You know, I watched that first quarter, and I thought, man, is this team going to – we're looking like September Tennessee, you know, coming out with a lot of undisciplined, you know, four – 15-yard penalties or something. I was like, my gosh, where is the composure? The worry that I had was like, oh, my gosh, they've been sitting around reading their own press. And then they got it together. That was a great turnaround. I think you guys have hit on something there, too, with the happy accident of, injuries kind of dictating what you're going to do with the football game. When they started setting Hurd up with that lead blocker, oh, my gosh. Anytime I saw Ethan Wolf drop into the backfield or Alex Ellis, it's like, stand by, boys. Here it comes. Stop it if you can. Because you knew that's exactly what was going to happen. Hurd was going to come straight ahead at those guys, and he did, and he mowed them down. That was some awesome stuff, boys.
That was a lot of fun to watch. And what that truly was something that the Jerry Colquitts of the world have been calling for years.
Yeah.
And I wish they could implement that into their offense. There's no reason, Russell, they can't implement that into their offense if they choose to do it. There's just no reason.
What got GQF more aroused today, the prolonged John Gruden interview or seeing Tennessee line up under center with a fullback?
Now, he was there today. And Jake was down there today, and I asked him if he needed to go and, shall we say, relieve himself, because when they showed Gruden on that screen, wow. Wow.
When he said the word we with Tennessee, I mean, Jeker might have climaxed it.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Hey, it's a family program now. Come on, guys.
That's a good point. Good point, Eric. Hey, thank you.
Just trying to bring it back into context. Just trying to help you out, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I'll tell you something else that I noticed. And I had my eye on him the whole game. It was number 3 for Northwestern University. He just got abused. Keith Watkins took a knee to the head from the AK, got hit in the head by his own guy. Slow to get up on that one. I think it was a receiving play by Alex Ellis, and then tried to act his way to a penalty. So apparently Northwestern has some good acting school, or maybe it's a bad acting school, but, you know, that one run that Hurd had where he got away from the one guy, shoved the one guy off, and then had a little extra push there at the end, just a little extra push over the cliff. That was beautiful. Man, that kid got abused today.
Well, you know what I love about that play, and I'm a big wrestling fan. What that kid should have done is, when you're on the ground, gimmick yourself. Take your little razor blade out and cut yourself. I mean, it looked like it was so fraudulent and fake looking, and our fans in the stands there responded to it. I mean, look, if you're gonna act,
you gotta go all out, man.
You gotta do it.
Even Vladdy Divac thought that was over the top.
You gots to do it, man. You gots to do it, man.
You got to have the total commitment, the resilience, the intensity of that acting if you want that penalty. Got to throw that in, fellas. And, did anybody else notice this? We won 45-6, but how many times did Northwestern get away with a false start this afternoon? At least twice that I saw. That was bad stuff. My boy pointed out, too, that this is back-to-back 45 points in bowl games. Did it last year, did it this year. More fun stuff. All right, I got one more thing. I'll throw a song reference in there, Tone. And you can tell them tonight that Northwestern University have been definitely set on fire. So...
Thank you, my friend.
Like Steely Dan, baby.
You got it, brother. Thank you. Good talking to you. Love the Steely Dan references. Today was a scary, scary thing for what the college football world saw from Tennessee. It was scary, Russell. It's scary. 865-200-5402. Periscopers, if you've got something you want to say, jump in here with us today. And, it's a lot of fun. Let's go back to our phones. I want to remind you that we are presented today by our friends at Smartway and also your Garza Law Firm. I want to thank Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, who's leaving us. And, Randy Dalton, without you, I don't get this thing off the ground. We don't get this thing off the ground without you. Thank you so much for taking a chance and for rolling with us when you did. Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that more than you'll ever know. And Russell knows. Russell knows from selling his own show, as I'm involved in the sales of my own program, I cherish my sponsors, and I appreciate everybody that chooses to spend a few dollars. Thank you, Randy Dalton, for helping us get off the ground with this. Let me say a word here about our friends at Smartway. And VK, you're out there today. I know you are. Go smartway.net online. 8416 Kingston Pike out near Bearden High School. You can pay your way. Whatever you need for your home, front door to back door, Smartway's got it. They even have cell phones. They have cameras, or rather tires. I'm saying cameras. Why, Russell? Because I'm looking into that stupid camera. And I'm trying to see myself there and trying to put on anything. I am trying to look cool.
Mugging for the cameras?
Mugging for the camera. They say you like Clay Travis. That's what some dude just said that they said about you, Dubsy, and I'm just wondering how you plead on that deal.
Must be a very handsome man.
Can you slide over here, slide this way a little for me, Dubsy, so they can see you? Get in camera view.
You keep messing with these lights here. There's not enough lighting and Hollywood magic makeup to make us look decent here.
You look great. The deal with Smartway is the reason I love what they do is they're so customer friendly. You don't have the money to buy something right now. You can pay your way, choose the payments that you make, choose the amount of payment. You can change the frequency of the payment. You can change the amount of the payment and the frequency of the payment. And it's just been a lot of fun. We're going to go to the phones online at gosmartway.net. And to everybody out there, thank you so much for joining us. Woo! Where's my selfie stick? The light is blinding. Dubsy, reach behind you there and turn that light away. You can turn those lights away, Dubsy. Dubsy's going to do that.
Let's just turn them off. Do everybody a favor. We'll just turn them off.
We can make them less bright. Go over there. There's a dimmer on there. Go around the corner there where the lights are. There's a dimmer. And you can make the lights a little dimmer. Bino, you enjoy this, right? Just a little dimmer. Just a little dimmer.
There's no dimmer. There's no dimmer.
Standing, Tony.
There's no dimmer.
By dimmer, you mean.
I had a dimmer. There was a dimmer on those lights. See if there's a dimmer.
This is all we can do.
Well, that's not going to work.
This sounds a little bit like Dim and Dimmer.
Dim and Dimmer! Hey, we score! Let's go to the phones. Get as many people in as humanly possible as we celebrate Tennessee's victory today. A historic day for Jalen Hurd, a historic day for Tennessee. He was a game-time decision who ended up being the MVP of this game. That's incredible. When you stop and think about it.
When is the parade so that the fans can come and touch the Outback Bowl trophy? We need to celebrate this Outback Bowl championship.
You sound like you're being facetious. I'm not. I'm proud of this team.
Don't it's not every day you win an Outback Bowl championship.
Hey, this team's in a New Year's Day bowl game, and I want either of you to tell me a more impressive team that you saw coming in the next season, outside of maybe Houston yesterday, who was really impressive against Florida State. That was impressive what Tennessee did today.
Outback Bowl champs.
Go ahead, Bino, and then we'll go back to the phones.
I don't have one, Tony.
No.
This Tennessee team is, I don't believe there's any question that this is one of the better teams in America.
Back to the phones we go. 865. Hey, Dubsy, do me a favor. Reach up there in that light, that light right there that's blinding people. Turn it off. Just unscrew it.
Do what?
Screw it out.
I'm not touching.
No, it's not hot. It's not hot. It's it's one of those, what do you call them? Listen to the.
Thing's hot as hell.
I'll do it. Takes a man to do a man's job. Let's get our next call
I'll
in
give
here.
You $10 if you can unscrew that thing.
I will unscrew that thing. And you'll be paying me $10. Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Hey, this is Tom from Halls.
Hey, Tom and Halls. Great to hear from you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, listen, this is a great day. Three of my favorite teams are winning. Tennessee,
the team that plays Florida and the team that plays Notre Dame. And the only team, the reason my fourth team is not winning is because Vanderbilt's not playing, so they can't lose. What a great day. And you know what makes me proudest of anything? When they panned that stadium, it was 3/4 orange. It was unbelievable. Did you see that? Was that not unbelievable?
We were talking about that earlier. If there's a better fan base, Tom and Halls, in this country, I'd like to see it.
There's not one.
There is not a better fan base in this country, Tom and Halls, than what we have.
There's not. Do you think Alabama fans would keep coming out if they'd had the years we'd had? Florida fans? Name one. Name one. We have the best fans in America. I've agreed with you on that for many years. And it's unbelievable they keep coming out.
We have underserved fans is what we have. Underserved.
Absolutely.
Underserved fans.
Unbelievable. And you know what else was unbelievable today? We didn't even know what Jalen Hurd was going to be able to play. What a great performance. Was that unbelievable? If he played for Alabama, you think he might have a chance to win the national, the Heisman?
Come on. Let me tell you something, guys. Am I wrong in saying, Russell, to you, to Bino, I would take him over the kid at Alabama, Jalen Hurd. I would love to see him, after seeing him in that system today, I would love to see him in Alabama system.
Well, the proof is going to be who has a better pro career. I think they're very similar players. I it's hard for me to say I'd take one over the other. I mean, they're basically the same size. Hurd might have a little more speed. Henry's been a little bit more durable this far, but they're very similar players.
Bean Star, jump in here. What do you say?
I believe Hurd's the better all-around back. I think he catches the football much better. There aren't many guys that are running the football any better than we've seen him run the second half of this football season.
Anything else for us today, Tom and Halls? And a
no,
great
that's
call.
Fine. Thanks for taking my call. What a great day. Let's get ready for next year.
You got it, brother. Great call. Thank you. 865-200-5402. Let me show you how this works here. As soon as the phones... Now, this better work, okay? As soon as we get an opening, watch that phone line here. Watch it. I'm going to announce 865-200-5402. A chance for you to jump in if you want to get in with us today on your Smartway Garza Law Firm. Fifth quarter fan reaction as Tennessee is victorious today over Northwestern in blowout fashion in a result that I think that many people will see as shocking. I'm surprised by the margin, but Russell, we had talked leading up to this all week that this game is, as all lines are now jammed, that this game had a chance on paper to be ugly if certain things happen, and that's exactly what happened in this game.
Well, and not to nitpick here, I mean, when you win 45-6 or whatever, I mean, you've obviously dominated the game, but Tennessee left a lot of points on the board, and the one touchdown Northwestern scores is when there are a ton of backups on the field.
Yep.
For Tennessee. So, I mean, Tennessee will probably, they'll watch the film and say, we could have scored 60 if we had wanted to, and we should have had the shutout. So, I mean, yeah, it was a complete and total ass-kicking.
Yeah, and you got to just call it what it is. I mean, you got your Northwestern, when they failed to capitalize early on, they basically put their hands by their side and put their head down between their legs and kiss their ass goodbye. And let me tell you something. You people that are ripping my camera work, I'm trying! Don't I get any credit for trying? People are hateful, aren't they? We got a bunch of snarky people online. Let's go to the phones. Hey, camera work's making me sad. Well, relax. There's one guy, Mickey Mouse Equipment. What does that mean, Mickey Mouse Equipment? Get you some of that, big boy.
Let's go back to Periscope. What do you mean, Mickey?
Right.
It's a phone.
It's a phone. Mickey Mouse Equipment.
next year. I mean, it's all about building things.
It is.
I think it's someday, Tony, just picture cameras all over the Ray Mears studio, all linked in through some sort of mixer through your Periscope.
I agree with that. Let's go back to our phones. I'm just trying to figure this Periscope thing out. Do I need to... What do I need to do? Let's get back to our phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Tony B., this is Jason Dossett, driving up from Tampa back to Knoxville today.
Jason Dossett, how did it look in person, my good friend?
Tony, I felt like I was actually in Knoxville. It was probably 80% orange. It was a pretty rowdy crowd. The people beside me wouldn't stop complaining, but they eventually left. So other than that, it was a great time, man. The chance to the Northwestern people, calling them Purple Vandy was pretty much classic. I don't know that I've ever heard anything like that. And I felt proud to be a Tennessee fan when that happened.
What do you mean people were complaining? What were people complaining about?
Oh, there was a woman. They ran out of drinks or something along those lines. I think they ran out of beer. I don't know exactly. But I think it was a localized complaining. I don't think it was everybody, but it was just a couple beside me. But I think I remember watching these games and we weren't having fun, and now we are, and it just makes me happy.
That is that's really well put. Today's game, more than anything, these bowl games are a reward for your players. Russell, what I love about today's game is not only did seniors make plays, but it was a fun game. It was a game where your playmakers made memorable plays. This was one for the highlight reels, if you will.
Oh, it'll go down in the annals, as Pizon likes to say, of Tennessee football history. Is a huge bowl win, no doubt.
Bino, I love seeing the seniors make plays today. That to me, that class, as Russell said earlier, really, they deserve to get a kiss today and go out winners.
Yeah, I mean, that's a group, Tony, that's been through a tremendous amount, especially the five-year guys like Curbison and guys like that. They've been through more than any Tennessee football player should ever have to endure. So it's a wonderful reward for them. Couple of things that make me really, really angry as a fan. One is to look out and for the University of Tennessee to look like they don't have the players that they don't look like an SEC football team. The other is to look out there and watch us not give effort, not show up. Those things are erased. We've got as good a roster as anyone in this league, anyone in this country, and the one thing that a Butch Jones team has yet to do is show up and act like they don't want to be there. They are always ready to play.
We got some breaking recruiting news, recruiting information for
Cruton,
you.
Cruton.
Danny Parker from InsideTennessee.com reporting that Tennessee gets a commitment today from Peachtree Ridge, Georgia, high school cornerback Baylen Buchanan.